question is correct. We did Sif Aleph and Siman Reish and Hay Sif Aleph, and we started the Mishnah Berurahs, but we got stuck in Sif Katan Aleph. So let's pick that up again. So we're looking at this Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Siman Reish and Hay Sif Katan Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch said you can't make a Madura eating some of Chashecha until you they lit it well enough that it's really the fire will continue on its own. Who are dinim rotzel lahasik oz hatanah shabesli a charef nami ginat dinu kemadura. So they had this stove they used to warm the it's called basically charef because of what it was that they couldn't warm the whole house, so they had an inner room which had a stove in it which they would use for warming that room, and they would basically, during the very cold winter months, they would move, basically function within that room. So it's called Pesach Erev. So lighting that is Dinah Kemadura, that you have to light it enough that the Shalhebis was Olam Eleha. Elam Kein Hatanu Tanuch Petit, Tuach Petit, Oz Shuri. Unless you use the eights of being Tuach Petit, then I'm not afraid he's going to be Mechata because it's Tuach Petit. Okay. Umash Adim Yeshir, Sam El Chashech Shateh Shalhebis Olam Eleha. If, however, you lit it early enough that the Shalhebis... So that was a quote from the Tosefer Shabbos. Name of a Sefer. Now, so it's mashma that if there is a enough time, Shetehe Shalhebis Ele Me'aleo, so then, Shabbat Domi Av B'tanah She'en Tuach Petit. So now we're going to be matarit, even though the Tanah is not Tuach Petit, since it was lit early enough, everything is fine. It means you're not afraid that he's going to go on Shabbos and stir the coals. Come nearly. I would say that even though you're lighting it early enough, that should not be a problem. So it's, you should not do it. It's not enough to do the beginning of the lighting. It means you want all of the wood to catch fire. So, to the point where people consider that it's fully lit. Because you have the firebrand stay in the tanner. So they would close up the tanner to keep the heat for the morning. If you had pieces of wood which had open fire, they wouldn't close it up because it wasn't safe for some reason or other. So if they would want to, if you had some wood which only caught fire later, so it will continue to burn later. So you're ready to close up the rest of the oven. You shouldn't lose the heat from the coals which are left. And you can't do that because there's this one piece of wood which is still burning actively. So you have to ask the goy to be a mechabit in order to not lose that heat of the rest of the oven. So you're putting yourself into a situation. So to put yourself in that situation, the chatchila is not correct. We go and have the goy make a fire on Shabbos because of the cold. Because there's a heter that the Mor says that for a person who's a chayla, a goy is allowed to do malacha deraisa. So in the Medina Sakaris, they will allow the goy to light the fire based on the assumption of kol chaylam etzel tzina. Everybody is considered like a chaylam when it comes to the concern of real, of genuine cold. So you're allowed to have a goy do malacha deraisa for that purpose. But you see, you're having the goy lechatchila do this. So the answer is awesome. Ein loy etzel cheres, because you have no other option. Masha hitzik esmo kvar nizkar, because the fire that you made before Shabbos just doesn't contain it, maintain itself all the way. But over here, he could have lit the fire earlier and not had himself in a situation where he needs to have the goy put out some of the coals in order to be able to keep the heat in the rest of the oven. So that's not l'chatchila. You could have lit everything earlier, and you wouldn't be in the situation. Okay, dates. So maybe we did finish that yesterday. Okay, achiotzis. So you have to make sure that all of it is lit. We're afraid that he might be mechatur, or he might move the pieces of wood around. They should catch fire better because they're not fully caught before Shabbos. That they're going to, he's going to move the fire around to be able to have that all of the wood catch fire. So it has to be each piece has to be lit enough that it will now maintain its fire. So what would the siyua be? The siyua would be that what other eitzim help? So the tinder, you light tinder, and tinder catches very easily because it's small. And they make a large flame, and that's what allows the fire to be intense enough to have the large pieces of wood catch fire. So you already lit it past that stage. So it's eight yechidi. The fire has to catch. B'rov avyoi u'b'rov hekeifa. B'rov avyoi shikadas ha'ur mi'befnim b'seich avyoi arubai. So the diameter of the wood is, let's say it's a round piece of wood, and the diameter is 2 inches. So the fire has progressed into the wood more than an inch. And so that situation, if the diameter is 2, so the circumference is 6 and a little more, so 6.5. So the rive of the hekev on the outside also has caught fire already. Now we said if you didn't do that, and the person put it up for a fire not having this early enough that this is going to be true, so you can't benefit from the fire. Also, lahanas peers, I feel a hudlika achakach legamri, even though eventually it caught fire, because it caused the simmeration of the album, it's also a termusim. So even though eventually there's no chashash, you're going to be, but you remember this is Rabbanon, the chol shabra al dibre chazal, also lahanas adman to Shabbos. So even though there's no chashash derais anymore, because he's not going to do it, he doesn't need it, but you did not listen to the chachamim. Okay, then he said, but if you did light it the early enough, kashir pirish mivayim kadam shabbos. The shabbos here meaning the appropriate amount of time you lit it early enough. Then you're allowed to be miskam and kenegdo, and use the light, etc. Okay, yachol yiskam zayin. Taz b'simen ayin reshay kosa. The mikol malkim yeshi zoshal aleishiv tzamach etzol zan basaudim. Pisheyishach hashem yiga behem lekarbim etzol hamadura. You don't. He shouldn't sit so close to the fire. In the case of there's a madura, he shouldn't sit so close that he could just without thinking reach out and push the pieces of wood around, because that's called the tail of the udim, or the firebrands. Because he might move them around and push them closer to the fire, etc., because he wants to get more heat. That's what Taz says. Chazal did not make such a chashash. I feel the stomach of Madura or Betan. You're allowed to sit very close and do whatever you need to do. If a person is reading, so you need to have very good light. I'm afraid he might try to stoke up to make the light stronger. Or a person is doing delicate work, which needs good light, we have the same chashash. But that's a different chashash, which Chazal said of you can't be karel or aner. So if you're sitting too close, it's called being karel or aner, and that's going to be problematic. Then he said, even if it's something which you can't make a psila le Shabbos. So even though we're talking about the types of items that are burning, which would not be acceptable for psilas, because they're afraid over there that they don't catch, a person might try and move the oil closer to make it work. But over here, because of the intensity of the fire, the large fire, that's not a concern that we're worried about. We're not really worried about that possibility. It's already pechom, so it's already been carbonized a little bit, so it catches fire very quickly. So even though you only lit part of it, you didn't get a rabbi of your rabbi kefa yet. You just light part of it. And since the nature is that it will quickly spread to the rest of it, it has a halachic status as if you lit it early enough. See, even though he brings it in the language of a Yesharmim, he doesn't bring anybody who disagrees. So the assumption is an halacha that we're going to rely on it, but he calls it a Yesharmim because it's only found in one Rishon. Okay, Gimel. Madura shall zephis, shall gofris, shall kash ugubova. So these items are very flammable. Or by the kash and the gubova, besides being flammable, there's nothing to do with mechata. Because once when it's burning, it's burning. When it's not burning, it's nothing left. Feel the ochus by more el koshu shari. Even though it's only partially caught, it's sufficient. Same thing by case of konim or garini tamorim. I think it means like dry pits because they're wet. They make the fire smolder. If they're dry, they burn very quickly. Now, konim, could be garina tamar is also the true. I'm not familiar with that. So, one of the biggest challenges you have sometimes with a piece of wood is the fire getting inside, because it can't just easily burn inside because it needs oxygen to burn, and there's not so much. If it's all densely inside of the wood, it's all densely packed together, but so it's not going to go inside the wood. It'll slowly burn the outside of the wood till it goes inside. Konim are sticks, so they're very small. Their circumference is very small, so any place where they are is exposed to the air, and so it can easily catch fire. However, if it's bundled tightly, so it doesn't do that. So if it's mufuzorim, it's mutter. Avim mekonim agudais margarinim besal. So if the konim are going to be bound together, or the garinim are in a basket, so they're tightly packed into the basket. Okay. That's the explanation of the first approach. Second approach says, we'll argue much the opposite. Then when they're together, one ignites the nest, and then the fire just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, we can very comfortably say you lit it; it's going to keep going. Whereas when the mefuzorim, each one is no shachas to the other, so each one's going to. So then, each one is its own. You need each one to be lit, that the or should be arlo me'elo. Sukkot test shel zephis. I'm a gemara that who had shuman v'shayba v'chol dabra hanitoch. Says lav dafka zephis. I mean anything which melts into a fuel. It has this myla that even if you it just lit a little bit, it keeps going. Shal kasha gavava kasha zanve hashivolim gavava shagavim b'sara acher hakatsira. So kash is the part of the straw. Which, when you cut off, goes with the kernel. Eventually, you thresh it out. So that was like the literally calls it the tail of the shivolim. Shivolim is the kernels. This is the tail which went with the kernels. That's the straw, the part which goes with the kernels. The kernels. And the kibava is shkar misara acher haksira. So after you, the stubble you leave in the field, called stubble, you leave it in the field, eventually you can go and gather that up and use that for heating an oven, making a fire. Shem v'zorim. So this is only mutzik on the first opinion of its mufuzer. Hatam lekimin the achaz v'hem ha'or k'zas min b'yoyim shuv v'hem dolkim elehim. So once it's lit, it keeps going. Elva k'shem ha'gudas abisah when they're tightly compressed. Shuv v'en ha'shalevas yecholi konus b'hem. The fire does not go inside. And therefore it's a problem. Who does harif ha'ramba? So that's how the Rif and the Ramah understands. The mefuzorim is mutter, without shalevas olam elav. And but in the case where there are agudim, agudos, so then you need or it has to shalevas olam elav. Das yeshem shudas a rosh ratur who lehip the shem mefuzorim kolachas mehen loyb tim says leverto levaro veim kabim beholchem. They don't light each other up because they're spread out from each other. So each one, you lit it and then it starts going out. So the person might be tempted to go and try and increase the fire. So we're saying that you need, we shall have a zolam elah. Hel shrichim rav, roiv. Ma'ashe'en ken kishahem negonim biyachad. But when they're nega together, you don't need rav aviv and rav kefa. Even just a little bit will eventually spread to everything because they're right next to each other. And the same thing is true by the case of the garinim, that being packed separately, one might not ignite the other. When they're together, one will help ignite the other. Okay. Simon Reish Nunzov. So, you know, these are the halachas are really the halachas of Erev Shabbos. Like we're seeing, you know, basically the order is going, starting from earlier in the day, etc. So the Gemara presents it in that order, barring the first Mishnah of Besechta Shabbos, but it's not dealing with the things you can't do, some of the mincha, because the person is afraid they might get involved in them and forget to daven, or then start talking about the things you can't do, that you can't set up before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So that's what we're dealing with. So they used to blow tekiyas. Kishoy Yisrael b'shuvan, Klai Yisrael was functioning on their own land. Hoytoyken Rav Shabbos sheish tekiyas kala haftel havdel esu'am min ha'malach. They would make an announcement. They would make an announcement by blowing the shofar or a trumpet, to announce that it's Shabbos is coming and stop working. So the Ramah, and also the kehilas haktoshes. So therefore, now the kehilas which we have in Germany, etc., in Poland, shakol shu some of Shabbos katzi shoh yishoh a little before Shabbos, a half an hour or an hour before Shabbos. Shemar chesliach sibur lahochin atzmon the Shabbos. They make an announcement. They have the person go through the streets announcing Shabbos is coming and stop doing all your work. Get ready for Shabbos. And this replaces what the tekiyas. And this really should be in this idea of having somebody go around to remind people should be introduced everywhere. Okay. So cut an aleph. Some of the Shabbos chatzis shoh. Haynu chatzis shoh kodem shenizkasa Hashemesh mitonu. So when we say shkia, some of the Shabbos, so that's a confusing sentence because we know that it's a Benish Moshe's period. It's a Seisa Kechavim. So do you mean a chatzis shoh samach l'shkia, or the sun going down? Or are we talking about chatzis shoh samach l'Seisa Kechavim, which would actually be after shkia? Which verse says, no, it means before the sun goes down. So Achros is Shnei Tzibur. That's when he would make the announcement. Now, the Bali Malachis, that's for the people in the city. people, but people doing, let's say, business. A lot of people which are involved in labor, so you can't just necessarily stop as soon as there's an ounce, okay, stop in the middle of hammering the two pieces of wood together, the thick shouldn't blots. You can't just stop in the middle. So there it's royally shlach ish tovato l'samim malacha milachta mikadim. You should stop them earlier. The Hanushay shows mesakadim tesechachavim should be 2.5 hours before it takes, which is longer than an hour before shkia. Shuz ma mincha ketana kenal basim reishon halav. So when Rama says that's called mincha ketana, that's the proper time to announce that it's the stop. So if you calculate 2.5 hours in a day where the Shosmani will end up being, you know, a day where sunrise and sunset with, I think, the 25th, sunrise and sunset were the same time. It was 6:56 was sunrise in the morning and 6:56 was sunset in the evening. So the hours from, are from, so there are 12 hours in between, there's 12 halachic hours in between. So using that calculation, if you calculate back from Seser Chacham, which is 72 minutes, so you calculate 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours is 150 minutes, which is almost 2 times 72, it's 2 times 75. So you calculate back from Seser Chacham 4 mil, which is 72 minutes, you calculate back another 78 minutes, and you have 2.5 hours before Seser Chacham. So basically an hour and a quarter, 78 minutes, which is an hour and 18 minutes, before the sun sets, is this man, Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, you're calculating based on Seser Chacham. And there's other calculation you're calculating based on we're saying that they stopped people from working. That was done an hour before, or an hour and a quarter before the actual sunset. So the combination of two gives you 2.5 hours before, gives you an hour and a quarter before the sun actually is, it goes below the horizon. Okay, where it goes up, we're going to roll. The Lord of the Baalei Chaniya, she is Kirchanusim Kamashah Kadam HaShabbos. They should stop working like an hour before Shabbos. Stop selling. Kigdala Machshelo, Shavamim Bo Sarecho, if the door is open, sometimes you have the Goy will come in, somebody of high position. And then once you start handling with him, the handorai goes at the Shabbos. They go to the stores, they come home, they wash themselves, put on their clothing, and they light neiris. So if the store is still open, women are still going to be there. They're going to get home and wash themselves. The washing is done with the hot water, they're boiling the water. You'd end up with a situation of Sabbath Hill Shabbos, probably Yom Kippur, especially in the winter. If Dima Lot says, therefore, the storekeeper should end earlier if possible. What is called Shabbos? There's another problem which we have that people mistakenly think she calls Oyd Shua Omer Borchu, Kabbalah Shabbos Kifia Nog, but Yomenu, either saying Borchu, or nowadays we've added these Kapitach of Tillim beforehand. So whatever point is considered Kabbalah, we'll see later what that is. Mm-hmm. See, even though they're davening Marav, even though it's dark out, they say, we didn't have Marav yet, it's not Shabbos yet. So that's a mistake people have. They should make Kabbalah Shabbos earlier. Waiting for the Rav to come, or the Choshev Tamachachim to come, it's not a schus for him. And meanwhile, the people in the city are doing malacha while they're waiting for him to come. Okay, let's see if we can just finish off. Next of Kotten, B'chol Mokum. It's appropriate to introduce this minhag of having the Shamash to announce. Because it removes Chilul Shabbos. Okay,
They should have people going around in the streets pointing out, Sirius Anus, Lochus Anus, announcing it's time to stop. Case Nimkil came, the Kaman Yoris Kadelus, the Chaburus Kadushas, Kadushas, Mashiach Sadus, Allah Shkoch, the Shabbos, Bashi Chelka. They have people who talk to do this. He hema zakim is still avim shel shamayim the kaiso keeping shabbos it's a chashuv thing we school up rezeh miskazim tomi b'mitzvah zoy lebonim gedoli yisrael by being mechazik shmir shabbos that's a tremendous schus for them they're going to be zayfil to have very chashuv children. Okay, very good. Have a good night. Atzlocha on the drasha. Kol tov. Okay.
Hello, good evening. This is Ali Rangel calling, returning your call, 301-996-5910. I'll probably be available like after 9:30-ish. Okay, call to bye.
Ugh.